USA Radio News.
The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is at the White House today meeting with President Trump. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump was asked how his preparations are going for meeting next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done. But I think I've been preparing for the summit for a long time.
As we approach the 2018 midterm elections, how much of a role will the Democrats play when it comes to possibly taking back the House and Senate? Brad Blakeman was an advisor to George W. Bush. He says it's about time we tell the truth about Democrats and minorities.
The Democrats have taken minorities for granted, and it's about time Republicans stepped up to the plate and not only told them what they've done, but also encouraged them to come into the tent. They should be Republicans, and we shouldn't take anybody for granted.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Another legal setback for the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on sanctuary cities. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. This time it was the city of Philadelphia, arguing in its case that it was a violation of the law to withhold those grants because of local policy towards cooperating with immigration authorities. On Wednesday, a federal judge ruled withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As President Trump prepares for the summit next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, what is being done to prepare and what can we expect from the president? Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says President Trump is the man for this job.
Well, Donald Trump is doing what he does best, and that's keeping everybody off balance, making them wonder what is the next move. But ultimately, the goal is to make sure that they're ready to come to the table.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the recent data breaches at Facebook, many people are wondering what sort of role the government plays in regulating social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter. Roger McNamee was an early investor in Facebook. He says he wasn't too impressed with Zuckerberg's answer when it came to some of the latest accusations.
I do not find their response even remotely comforting because Their practice has been deny, 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 and then only admit to the bare minimum when they're forced to. And the situation here is they weren't paying attention. They have no idea what these guys did, and they had years to mess with this data.
McNamee also has a chilling prediction moving forward.
We're nowhere near the end, unfortunately. The company had this motto for years called move fast and break things. The notion was don't let anything get in the way of growth. The reality is it was really move fast, break things, apologize, and then move on as though nothing has happened. And that's really where Mark is now. He's apologizing because every rock we turn over has another scandal hidden underneath it. And this one in China, we don't know exactly how bad it is. What we know, though, is that Facebook was not monitoring these companies. And if the Defense Department is telling us they won't buy Huawei products because they're afraid of bugging and hacking, I think we have to be concerned that Huawei, with 10 years or whatever of control of Facebook user accounts, is going to have had the opportunity to download all that data.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.